It's Wednesday, November 5th. Americans made history last night in an election many hope will unify the country and repair some of its deepest and bloodiest divisions. Currently, Joe Biden says he's humbled and deeply honored to be America's first Catholic vice president. This is The Current.
Good morning and welcome to The Current. I'm Anna Maria Tremonti. It is a victory that is infectious and cathartic. The thrills of the crowds, the looks on the faces of so many as they learned Barack Obama would indeed be their next president. And that speech, powerful, historic, moving, and truly emotional. Barack Obama's victory is heralded as the toppling of the last racial barrier in the U.S., but it's also seen as a repudiation of the Bush administration. And amidst the celebrations that continued into dawn, a reality. The 44th president of the United States inherits two wars, the worst economic crisis in almost a century. And despite a Democratic sweep of Congress and big numbers in the Senate, the popular vote numbers show a country still divided. This morning, we're asking about Barack Obama's ability to deliver on the promises he's made and the promises he represents. We will hear from African-American thinkers on his challenges and how much time he has to get to it. And because this really was a case where the entire world was watching, we will canvass opinion from around the globe. Our own producers are out and about, our phone lines are humming, as we take stock of what so many see as a new day in America. That is where The Current begins. Time in American history, the next president of the United States will be an African American.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
And this morning, the American dream, the idea that anyone, regardless of their race, class, or religion, might one day grow up to be president, seems just a little more believable to a great many Americans. Last night, Americans turned out to vote in record numbers. Barack Obama took the popular vote. He took crucial battlegrounds, even Virginia. Democrats also took control of the House of Representatives. They now dominate the Senate. As the results rolled in, tens of thousands of Obama supporters packed themselves into Chicago's sprawling Grant Park and celebrated well into the night. This morning, the question they and the rest of the country are facing is what has really changed? What kind of America have they woken up to? The Current's Dominic Girard has spent the last few days in Chicago trying to get a handle on those questions, and he joins me now. Good morning, Dominic.
Good morning, Anna Maria.
Dominic, where are you and what's it like in Chicago this morning?
Well, I came back to where it was all happening last night. I'm here in Grant Park again. If you watch television, you probably saw some 65,000 people here. Right now, in the morning, it's me. There's a guy walking towards a streetlight, a few helicopters above. So quite a change after a few hours of celebration. It's just dead empty here and dead quiet.
You were expecting them to keep celebrating right into the morning, into the noon hour, I guess.
Well, I kind of came here expecting that. I mean, there's been so much hype and anticipation and buildup over this presidential election. You'd think the city would come alive and just come out and show it, you know, show its pride for this. But it really wasn't the case. It's kind of anticlimactic here. I had to practically dig to find a good party.
And did you find any?
Well, at first it was really easy. Let's backtrack, right? You leave.